You have another song on piano that you want to, something you can play?
Yes, please. This is called Beneath the Underdog. Come on, come on, let's try and make it. You tell yourself this time for sure. But I would rather sit and crave it or not want it anymore. I had a kind of friend in you. It wasn't pleasant all the time, but though my heart is jaded, I think winning's overrated. Looking through frosted windows, I envy the soft, contented sighs. But I don't get people, I don't get the things they think are reasonable. So you'll find me here right beneath the underdog. When life's impossible, hold tight beneath the underdog. That's where we're comfortable. And I know I'm a fool perhaps, and rationalize what I can't have. But no, here right beneath the underdog, that's where we'd rather be. Maybe someday I will see a kind of personality who makes the world beckon. And when that happens, I may find I miss the nervous daily grind. It's hard to stand this peace of mind. It's truly finer on the outside, oh, the outside. Mountains, so to speak, and look down from a higher peak. But it seems so creepy. Winning can leave you feeling sleazy. So setting off from this here camp, I'd rather be the little tramp, my own companion. Or maybe with one whose tail's wagging. So you'll find us here right beneath the underdog. When life's impossible, hold tight beneath the underdog. That's where we're comfortable. And I know I'm a fool perhaps, and rationalize what I can't have. But no, here right beneath the underdog, that's where I'd rather be. I'd rather be. I'd rather be. We'd rather be.
Fun. And of course, another song that's off of Nelly's new CD called Home Sweet Mobile Home. You say you're doing a tour and it's fun being on the road, being nomadic and everything. You have some favorite places that you've played that you like to go back repeatedly to?
Oh, boy, well, I mean...
Lots of them?
Well, yeah, I mean, we haven't played here yet, but we played Louisville a couple of nights ago, and that was just lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll be doing more down south. We'd like to do the Southwest, too.
Yeah?
And
it's warmer there, so...
Yeah.
Always nice to play places that are warm, you know? So.
Well, it is that thing. I mean, you know, you could go, you know, where it's practical, where it's reasonable to go, or you could just go where you'd like to go. We'd love to play a cruise.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You really play some of those Caribbean songs and everything.
Oh,
really.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah, a lot of artists, you know, do that. They'll have like a whole tour and, you know, invite, you know, fan club and things like that. That's a good way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have a vacation and, you know, you're having fun. Is there anything more fun than playing music?
Oh, well, I think right now... Not right now. Morning, we might have been thinking sleeping.
Yeah.
And eating.
Yeah.
And drinking.
I just know when you love music and when you enjoy playing and enjoy being around people, there's just hardly anything better than that. I mean, you know, and it's just great to be able to do it and make a living at it too. Imagine so.
Oh for, yeah, yes, or even not to make a living at it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
You've done some other things too, though. You've done Broadway, and looking through your bio and everything, you also did some stand-up comedy.
Oh, you wouldn't know it from this interview. But in a bygone era, yes.
Well, that's a pretty hard thing to do, though. Expose yourself out there. What are some of the differences between, you know, the stand-up life and the musician's life?
Oh well, I think comedians are very honest with how messed up. Because they have to mine it every day, but uh-huh. Musicians, it can take a little longer to find out.
You can mask it in a song. You know, you can. Yeah,
we all wear masks. Yeah.
Very good. Well, you're all geared up again. You've got your ukulele, and how long have you been playing ukulele?
Oh, since the Broadway show, Three Penny Opera.
Uh-huh.
My co-star Jim Dale gave it to me. I think so. I would stop bugging him, but it didn't work. I just started bugging him with the ukulele.
It's a beautiful instrument, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. Take it anywhere, and it's just it's a happy instrument.
Yeah,
hard to play anything too sad on that thing.
It's like the Steve Martin mm-hmm. banjo: death, war, and famine. You know, it's kind of hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so will you treat us again to another track here? Something?
Yes, please.
Is this also from the latest CD?
Yeah. So far, all these songs.
It's kind of good when they're new and everything. You just want to get them out and play them, don't you?
You want to play them to death.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear this time?
Oh, this is Adios, and then it's going to be a mashup into Dispossessed. If time runs like a river, I saw my people bathed in blood. And if the faithful find the sinner, I'll have to leave all I have loved. Hypocrite heathens,
adios.
Goodbye, oh, false dynamites,
adios.
Goodbye, oh, rinky-tink-eatens, and may you lie yourselves to sleep tonight. Through the madness, with not a soul about to see, we're moving through the fortress, chasing the ghosts of anarchy. Goodbye, oh, pagan delight.
Adios.
Goodbye, and good riddance, baby. And may you lie yourselves to sleep tonight. this way. I gotta get away from here. I gotta get away from you. I gotta get you away from me. We gotta do something. I gotta exorcise your spirit from my soul.
From my soul.
I gotta exorcise your spirit. Keep me whole.
Yes, yes.
I'm gonna go downtown tomorrow. Ship your spirit yonder. I'm gonna exorcise your spirit from my soul. I gotta exorcise your spirit from my mind.
From my mind.
I gotta exorcise your scheming, demon kind.
Yes, yes.
I'm gonna cry in out to Benji.
Woo!
I'm gonna desecrate your memory. I'm gonna exorcise your spirit from my mind. Now you got me by the bay.
By the bay.
And you got me by the river. And I'm feeling like a hot dog in a military bog. And I cannot find my way through the fog. And you got me on the run. And I cannot beg to differ. And I'm feeling like a cool cat neath the cavalry hat. And I cannot find my crack in the grass. And the whistle blows, hoo-wee, take me away from it. Hoo-wee, hoo-wee, time to stray from here. Keep on keeping on. Exorcise your spirit from my soul.
From my soul.
I gotta exorcise your spirit, keep me whole.
Yes.
May a pox come like a copper, cause you intoxicate me, Papa. I got to exorcise your spirit from my soul.
That's just fun. And that sound is, it's not easily definable because, I mean, you know, it, you could just say it swings, you know? The music just swings.
Thank you.
Now,
what do you say, Benny?
Oh, what is it? There's a great big basket full of rhythm for you tonight.
Yeah.
The 71st lady of swing.
The 71st lady of swing. We've got Ben Bynum over here beating on everything he can find to make noise. We turned over a garbage can here, and it's never sounded better. Also, Carrie Park on the, what did you call that again?
A Trap
Martin backpacker guitar. Very cool looking guitar. And Alexi David over there on the baby bazooki looking thing there. The new CD is called Home Sweet Mobile Home on the Verve record label. And boy, it's just a great collection of stuff. And, you know, hearing that last song, I got to ask you something about your previous release, which was the tribute to Doris Day, which we were all real fond of around here. We thought that was just cool. A bold move for an artist to kind of step out and to take an artist like Doris Day, who's clearly of a different time period, and bring those songs into the 21st century and re-expose them to people who may not be down with it, you know. But it's delightful music anyways, and the way you present it and everything, there's so much love for that. Were you a big fan of Doris Day?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, she got me through high school. and in you know, researching songs for the project, I came across, you know, thanks to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
The computer, I think computers never should have been invented, but since they have been, you can find some great stuff. And Whispering Jack Smith, I came across him, and
mm-hmm.
and he influenced the chart for Crazy Rhythm. And
yeah.
And also Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire.
Love
I love them too.
Yeah, no,
but
too.
Paulette mm-hmm. Goddard and Fred Astaire
there you
in
go.
Second Chorus, which is a great movie. If you want to see Fred Astaire faking playing the trumpet. And Burgess Meredith, you know, who's the original Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
I think she should have gone with Burgess in the end. In the movie. They don't want to give too much away, but they did, you know, Dig It and trying on all kinds of
of other music.
That must have been a lot of fun, though, to put together a project like that and to just swing it the whole time, you know.
It's... Oh, yes. it really makes it very intimidating to try to do your own songs after.
I bet. Well, you got time for one more if you feel like giving our audience one more. What do you think? How do you feel?
Yes, please.
We'd All like right.
We do.
Nellie Mackay. She's very gracious with her songs, and we're certainly happy to have her here in the studios, and she's going to play another song for us with her band. Again, Ben Bynum, Casey Park, and Alexi David here.
Carrie Park.
Did I say, what did I say?
Casey.
Oh, yes, it's Carrie Park. Yeah, get that right. No.
And we also have Margaret in the corner who's been making...
Hi, Margaret. Yeah, she's been kind of giving you hand signals and everything. Yeah, right. I guess, what does this mean exactly? Swing? Do it. Yeah. Go to the bridge. Take it to the bridge.
This was originally written for a musical version of the movie Election. It was going to be sung by Tracy Flick. But that didn't happen, so we've taken it on the road.
All right, great.
I mean, I must have said, please, sir, send me a hard luck childhood. Please, bub, spare me a hot romance. Please, lady, gift me with genius, not pleasure. Please, Mrs. Henry, start me off without a chance. I must have said, please, sir, let me lay in the sewer that claimed me. And may I wallow there even as I lose my seat. Please, Mr. Hula Hoop, keep on ballistic. You must be a man of God to be so sadistic. Please, Lord, I just love being beat. For every mom and pop and college green, the harvest moon, a lynching tree, there's an Americana misery makes what a mess of me. What a neurotic conversation, hasn't got a clue. She should know real
This is just amounted to a mini concert here. I'm just excited. Yeah. And what did you call your group? You were calling them the...
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats. Exactly, like the joke.
Yes. Would you like to tell us?
We won't tell the joke over the air. No. It's a classic, though. It's one of those that changes every time somebody tells it, and it's usually dirty. You guys aren't like that, are you? You aren't that dirty, are you? No.
Well, it depends on the crowd.
On the crowd, exactly, yeah. And Nellie, thank you so much for coming in. Guys, Aristocrats, thank you very much for coming in as well.